can't on the computer. The fuck.
Hey everybody, welcome to Tag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
What was that, a fucking ant on the computer?
Yeah, like there's a fucking ant running across the screen. I'm like, what?
Was it an ad or was it a real ant?
No, it was a real live ant.
A real ant?
Ant.
Was it your aunt, Gloria?
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria.
No, I'm like, what the hell is this?
All night, all day, all right.
Holy
okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bump, 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 bump.
There you go. Yeah. So, Miles is in a bit of a snit today because he actually had to do some work, so.
Oh, pissed.
And they didn't get a good free lunch. He's all miffed about the lunch.
Well, I got a free lunch.
It was
dessert.
Free, right? Yeah, it was free.
Dessert. I was hoping for, like, ice cream for the dessert.
What did you get? Apple?
Fucking cookies.
Oh, cookie. Cookie's good.
Sugar cookie.
Ah, sugar. The good old sugar cookie.
Yeah.
I prefer the M&M cookie myself. They're less messy whenever you're in your work clothes. Your big boy clothes.
Big boy.
That's why they gave you the sugar cookie, because it's less messy than a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
When you're in your big boy clothes.
Maybe.
Did you get chips or no?
Oh, did I get what?
Chips.
No, there was no chips. There was no. It was
so you
like,
had a choice of chicken or burger and what?
And tater salad, and it was like weird. It was like really weird potato salad, though. Like the potatoes were cut weird.
Julienne.
Is that like they're kind of like a weird, kind of curly Q-ish, kind of like pigtail or something? Is that julienne? How is that?
I don't know. That to me sounds like it was pigtails. It wasn't potato salad, it was pork salad.
I don't know. I didn't like, it was weird. It was just. You know,
those tails aren't curly after they die.
Yeah, it was weird potato salad.
You know, those pigtails aren't cute and curly whenever they get slaughtered. They straighten out.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
They're like, you know, pigtail penises.
Well, I don't know what your lunch was, but...
I worked at a slaughterhouse. I know all these things.
Oh, my God. And he worked at a slot. Gee, man. This guy has worked every freaking job, man.
Long time ago, I worked at a slaughterhouse.
God, what haven't you done?
Dive captain.
Okay.
Not done that.
No.
I think here. I guess I did work retail, kind of, but not, you know, like at a clothing store or anything.
Yeah, you worked at UPS.
I worked at UPS for a while.
You worked at a video store.
Video store, yeah. They don't have those anymore.
You worked at a library.
I'm a dinosaur, man. A video store.
McDonald's. You worked there.
McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's.
Slaughterhouse, apparently, which I don't know anything about.
Oh, you didn't know that? I worked at Slaughterhouse for... Oh, a couple, 3 summers.
Oh, shit. What did you do there?
Well, my big responsibility was mowing the grass.
Oh, okay.
But in between mowing the grass, I had to smoke meat.
Oh, yeah? What was his name?
Yeah, I had to put meat in the smokehouse and start up the smokehouse. And then I also had to... like, you know, move things around and clean things up and, you know, just general helping out.
Go, go, go.
So we were rudely interrupted by a power outage caused by, the hairpin electricians you have over there.
I have some gypsies putting some pennies into the...
the fuse box.
Fuse box. I'm hoping that corrects the problem.
Yeah, if you just lick it, it'll work better. Mm-hmm. My gosh, everything's just like kind of a crashing halt here.
Yeah, I know. Well, I knew it would affect some of the stuff around here, but I didn't realize it would affect, everything.
Well, you only got like two outlets, so,
Yeah, I know. The Bumpus's house.
Whenever one of them goes, that's...
Frickin' frickin' my old man could cuss up a storm.
Yeah. And then you called me on your cell phone, apparently, and it, nothing's there.
That's broken now.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if you want to go fund Miles' title...
Yeah, no kidding.
If you want to update me with new toys, please.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Here I'm answering and calling in three different ways, and you've got nothing.
Most people would have said, F it. I'm just, screw it. I'll just go with the 2 minutes we've recorded, so far and just, F it. But
I'm a determined person. Obviously.
Yeah.
Believe me, we wouldn't have made it this far if I wasn't,
Yeah, I know.
A focused, crazy person.
I'm in the wrong century, okay?
Hello?
I have my tech team working on this right now.
Watson, come here fast!
Yeah, I think I just blew up my own phone, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you have it on the charger?
No,
your $3 charger from the gas station.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started with that. That worked one time, and then the son of a bitch fell apart. Son of a bitches. And so there's this cross-eyed girl working there. I go, hey, cross-eyed girl, look it. I couldn't tell if she was really looking or not.
Yeah,
Over here. She goes, what? I go, look at it. She goes, oh, did you buy that here? I said, yeah, for $3. She goes, well, shit happens,
Yeah, exactly. $3, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want, like a handy two with it or what? $3.
$3.
Cheap dumbass. Bastard.
Get a real charger.
You think you got problems? Look at these jacked up eyes.
Man. Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a tarantula.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
What were we even talking about? I don't even know. It's been like... We were cut off each other for like half an hour.
I was talking to you about working at the slaughterhouse.
House, yes, okay. So
you were like, you worked at the slaughterhouse. I'm like, yeah, I think I've mentioned this. I don't know that I've not mentioned this, but...
You keep a lot of things secret, but continue on. No, you worked for Mark's dad, too, though, Dad. He was like construction or something, didn't you?
No, I never worked for him. I worked at a print shop.
Oh, man, that's it.
Yeah, I worked at a print shop for a while.
So, did you actually have to kill the animals or just
No,
smoke the meat?
Thank God I did not have to kill the animals. I witnessed the killing of animals, but no, I did not kill animals.
What kind of animals?
Mostly pigs.
Yeah. How'd they do it?
They had a... it was like a device, like a gun-type device that cracked their skull.
Yeah.
It was a concussive blast to the skull. It cracked their skull and killed them.
Oh.
But it was, it didn't damage the goods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they used that head meat for the sausage and stuff.
Oh.
So, I would help make sausage every once in a while and... And then the worst job was every once in a while I had to work in the inedible room.
Oh, shit.
And that's where it was all, like, guts and organs and... But only the bad organs.
Yeah.
The good organs were in the sausage, but the bad organs...
Yeah.
Like, stuff with poop and things,
Yeah. They still use that, though, don't they?
Not the large intestine. The small intestines they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a real casing on a... It's cleaned and everything. It's bleached and whatnot. But if you have a real casing on a sausage or Polska kielbasa or something like that.
Well, that's like their intestines or something.
That's intestines, right. They soak them and they clean them and they bleach them a bit. And then they roll them up onto these spindles. And then they had a machine to make the sausage. And if it was a real casing sausage, it was intestines,
yeah.
But not the large intestines, just small intestines.
Yeah.
Not the one, just the ones with the villi, not the ones with the poop in them. So, yeah. I did help make hot dogs and stuff, too, so. All that. I was more in prep whenever I was working on the inside than I was in, like, killing or... butchering and cutting apart stuff.
Yeah.
So they'd like line them up and they'd shackle their hind legs and they'd shoot them in the head and they'd pick them up off the floor and then they would cut them from the neck to the butthole and everything would fall out.
Yeah.
And they'd sort all that stuff out and then they would start dismembering it down the line.
Ugh. God.
Yeah. I watched all that. That was
good. Was this more like a family business, or was this like a really big...
No, this was a family. This was a family thing. It was small family. Time.
Was it right in
small
town?
Time. Huh?
Was this out in the country, or where was this at? Like,
no, I mean, it wasn't the kind... It was, you know, small town stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pretty much used everything, though, didn't they?
Yeah, except for the inedible stuff, and then that got ground up and put into dog food and whatnot.
Yeah.
They would come...
You know, actually... That...
What?
Oh, you know, I just... Because we saw... No, this is kind of off the subject, but we actually saw a semi recently, true story.
Right.
And the thing said, pig's blood, not for human consumption.
Right. Yeah.
It was a tanker.
It was a tanker. That's like from some big operation.
And so we were laughing, and then, like, a guy I know that drives truck was kind of offended. Like, you know, Miles, that blood is used to make several things, Miles.
Yeah, pig's blood.
I'm like, so what? What are those things? Oh, well, Google it.
Google it. Blood sausage, I think.
You tell me, truck man.
I don't remember doing. I don't remember dealing with the blood. To be honest with you, that pretty much went away. So
the blood. Though. Think about that—a whole freaking like gas tanker full of blood.
I'm sure there's stuff they do with it, you know.
By cosmetics.
Yeah. The inedible. I can tell you if you're driving around and you see something that looks like a dump truck, right? Like a trash truck.
Yeah.
But it's got, on the very back, it's got like an arm that lifts, you know, like they would normally lift the trash bins up.
Yeah.
With it. And that arm has three slots for three barrels.
Yeah.
Like it can't pick up, you know, like a dumpster or anything. It's just as a three slot kind of a situation.
Yeah.
Chances are it's an inedible truck. And all that's got is full of like guts.
Ugh.
Sloshing around.
But they're going to do something with them. I mean, they can't just, like, flush them into the sewer, right?
No, no, they get ground up into dog food.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, though, they couldn't, like, just dump it in the sewer that they wanted to. Wouldn't that be, like...
No, they don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. That's your dog food.
Well, that is, like, one of the, you know, things that can go into some dog foods, like the cheap dog food is a lot of ground up organs and things.
Yeah.
Because it's all, you know, it's all got lots of vitamins in it.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, that was working on the inedible. There's like a whole room that was just inedible stuff and it smelled. It did not smell what you think like it would smell.
No, I think that'd be bad. I can't even imagine the gross. Ugh.
It smelled very sweet.
Really?
Yes. Like the worst, stevia or one of those kind of artificial sweeteners, that kind of super sweet.
Patchouli?
Patchouli. is that artificial sweetener, I guess?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever that is, it stinks like high shit, though.
Oh, no. It smelled very sweet and also very, it's like gaggingly sweet. Ugh. Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it?
No, that's an insight into Bob Lament's life I did not know.
Yeah. Thankfully, I didn't have to do that too often.
You worked, that was just a summer thing, though?
Yeah, just in the summers. I did that for, it was probably at least 2 or 3 summers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Now somebody else is calling me.
No, you got the balls to interrupt the show.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, so, sorry, my wife is calling, so.
Yeah.
Had to take the call.
No, that's all right.
This is the night of interruptions. That's what we're going to call the show. The
yeah,
night
I know.
Of Believe interruptions, me. Power, and spouse.
and spouses with power.
And yes. Spouses with power, yes. Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
No, so, yeah, no, I worked at the meatpacking place. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't make a career of it, so.
Yeah.
But, it wasn't the best.
Good money, though. Don't the guys actually cut the meat, don't they?
Back in the day, I think they did pretty well, but, I mean, nowadays, I don't think they make that much, so.
Yeah.
It's all been industrialized, and they,
Yeah.
It's not quite the same as when it was where you had a skill. Yeah. They've kind of dumbed it down. Or like, okay, all you do is cut off this piece, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's assembly. It's disassembly line.
Right.
So, but, yeah, but, there used to be guys that were actually skilled at carving things up, which is kind of creepy, but.
Yeah.
That
is weird.
And they're tough, too. A lot of tough people in that work.
Hey, lawnmower boy.
That's right. Hey, what are you doing in here?
You been with a real man?
Why don't you come in and do a real job?
Yeah, hey, I dropped a dollar when you picked
up. Hey, why don't you have a real job? Come over here and pick up this pig.
Got hips like a woman.
I'm like, there's like a 500-pound pig.
Well, so are you.
Yeah, they would always say something.
Hey, Cinderella, come over here.
Yeah, and there's always comments about,
want to smoke the meat?
Eating the guts and all that kind of stuff.
Put this intestine in your mouth.
Yeah. The hilarious thing, this is the irony of working at a meatpacking plant, but they always had a rack of meat, right?
Yeah.
That was just given to all the employees.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to bring, if you wanted to eat meat.
Yeah.
For lunch every day, you got free lunch every day.
Hey, man, I'm on the South Beach, man. It's cool.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then they had this, what I used to crack up was they had this big, rack of meat that all the guys, because it was mostly men.
Yeah.
There was a few women, but it was mostly men, and would eat off of, right? So it was always like some kind of a sausage or, some kind of a lunch meat or something. Yeah. Braunschweiger. And,
I used to eat that as a little boy.
Yeah, Braunschweiger. And so then they would set it aside. It was marked, you know what I mean? It was marked for employees.
Yeah.
And then they had these huge jars of mustard.
Okay.
Like, this is before, Sam's Club and all that kind of stuff, where you'd have those Mongo, like bigger than your head kind of jar of mustard. And these guys would go on break or whatever at lunchtime and go over to that in the cooler with a rack of meat, cut off a few links or whatever, come in and like dip them in this thing of mustard and eat it.
That's so good.
Yeah. It was like, this Polish sausage covered with mustard.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I never, and I mean, they'd eat a whole, like, two links of Polish.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's insane, don't you think?
I like it, but that upsets my stomach so bad.
I know, these guys are farting all afternoon or something.
Like, oh, geez.
And that would be it. They'd get a Coke or something out of the machine, and they'd have this Polish sausage and mustard, and that would be lunch.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat a whole Polish sausage, for Christ's sake.
You get some yellow mustard with some Braunschweiger. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. Every day.
I don't really like mustard on anything, but, man, that is so good. Like,
and that's what they had every day. Like, all year round.
Yeah, I don't know if I could eat all that.
I was just like, holy moly.
It's free. It's free.
Well, that's what it was. That's the deal, man. It was free. Everybody was all over it. I'm like, I can't even eat a whole... Can anyone want to split one of these with me? It's like, fuck you.
Eat your links. Shut up.
Pick your panties off the floor, sister.
Oh, the goddamn grass and then eat some sausage.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't eat a whole one of these things. It's nasty.
You eat one of these, huh?
So, needless to say, I did not partake of much free food there at the packing plant. I'm surprised I didn't turn vegetarian at that point, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't, so I'm still a meat eater, but
yeah.
It was a weird deal, that's for certain.
Well, okay.
I did do some maintenance as well, so I was a maintenance helper.
Yeah. Oh, those guys do pretty good, yeah.
You know, fixing machinery and whatnot.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know what it is. I worked in a factory. Yeah, I worked in a factory too, man.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Full rank on me, like, maintenance, you wouldn't know what that is. Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah.
So I did a little bit of everything in between doing the grass cutting.
I was always the a-hole that would break this shit. That's why I know. Fat bastard with the glasses, he broke the stuff again.
He broke the bread machine.
We're on lunch break. Jesus Christ.
I better get out of here.
Shit.
So, yeah, I it was just all... It was a good... it was some good experience. And then I, you know, moved on to doing other things after that. So, I think I started there when I was 15. No. Something like that. Like 15, 16, 17 or something like that was when I was working there.
Then they went into dealing corn after that.
So. Yeah, I detasseled corn from the time I was 11 until I was 15.
Wow.
Yeah, almost 5 years of that.
Right.
And then I worked at the packing place, and then I worked... Then I got into the other stuff like McDonald's and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Damn.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I've been working a long time.
Wow, I didn't start working until I was like 17.
Yeah. No, I started working when I was 11.
It was like the end of my junior year. I think I finally started working a little bit.
I lied the first year of the tasseling because you're supposed to be 12, but I was tall, and so I just said I was 12.
All right, that girl wants to tassel. Just let her to tassel.
I just let her to tassel. She's tall.
Tall, got that long hair, nice womanly hips.
Exactly.
Cute little girl, yeah.
So they let me me the tassel, and then oddly enough I was 12 again the next year.
Excuse me, sir, I'd like to tassel some corn, please.
Like they never checked on any of this stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you didn't die or anything, they were like, who cares?
Who cares? Let them do it, who cares?
You know? Who cares? So laissez-faire. So, you want to hear my story tonight? Or that was not even my story.
Oh my God, I thought it was your freaking story.
No, what am I talking about? You just got all interested in the slaughterhouse. I don't really care.
Oh, I thought it was your whole thing. Yeah,
no, I don't like going back to the slaughterhouse. I got more slaughterhouse stories if you really want to hear them, but.
Nah, I got a feeling it's going to involve you and somebody.
Yeah, ham hocks. I got a whole bunch of ham hock stories. Anyway.
Ham hocks out of the quarry with you. Like, yeah.
No, I was at my son and I like to go to the used game stores, you know, and look around and everything. And so we were at one of our
video games or what are they?
Yeah, video games. Yeah.
They're not like Monopoly. And,
No. Well, they do have some of that too, but.
This is traditionally like your video game.
Right. Yeah. Xbox, PS, Xbox. You know, PS3, PS4, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So we're at one of our favorite places, kind of milling about, looking to see what they got, because you know they always get new stuff in.
Yeah.
And I ran into somebody who is cheaper than me. As far as cheap goes, huh?
I have a hard time believing this.
I know.
The butcher place, I completely believe, but this story is bullshit.
So
sense it already.
My son and I were kind of poking around. I said, hey, let's go look if we find something. You know, I told him, I said, if I find something for $10 or less, you know, we'll get you a game. You know, we're just kind of kicking around a bit. And he's like, okay, we'll go take a look, you know. And we get there, and there's this guy with these two little kids. They're probably like, I don't know, 7 years old or something like that.
Yeah,
and they're all running around this. You know, it's old. You know, it's got a lot of character. This store does. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, right.
And it's not like your strip mall kind of store. And right. So, you know, we're looking, and my son and I are kind of near them, and this kid brings over this. They've got like everything. They got like action figures and. As well as games and controllers and just about movies and everything. So
yeah.
He has this like Sonic the Hedgehog stuffed Sonic.
Yeah.
And his dad's looking at it and he's like, oh, $7. Oh, seven. Ow. No. No. This look is like, why not, Dad? Oh, no. Can you find something for $3?
Oh, shit.
Can you go find something for $3?
You know, I do believe this story, actually.
Yeah, but it was like, seven. Yeah. No, $3. We got to be $3, kids.
Yeah.
If you find something for $3, then you both get something. But $7, no. Uh-uh. Yeah. Meanwhile, he's overlooking it like the PS4 games, which are... you know, not that used. They're all like 20, 30 bucks. I'm like, that, I go by smile, I go, that cheap ass just wants to get himself something.
Yeah.
He's not going to buy the poor little kid the Sonic for $7.
So now you got to up your game so you don't look like a douchebag.
Well, I already said $10. I'm like, $10.
$10, it's all your mom gave me to spend, $10.
Well, no, after that I said, well, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah, I gotta say, you gotta look cool, man. I'm getting,
I just like the way you said it, like this kid's totally getting the, the cues. Kids don't understand that. They're just like, you're not gonna buy it for me.
Yeah.
Ooh, $7. Ooh. You know, I thought that was hilarious.
Get me a latte across the street.
That's right, exactly. I gotta go to Starbucks, get my Mocha Grande.
Yeah, so you can't. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just, I'm like,
I bought a couple Supernatural dog tags for $1.99 each.
Yeah, there you go. Here, kids, how about this NES controller for 50 cents here?
Just like Sam and Dean anyway. I mean, put them on.
So yeah, I thought, hey, I'll tell Miles about this. He won't believe it, but
no, you know, I do believe it. Actually, I do believe there's dads out there because I think I've probably done that once or twice myself. put that back. No. Payday's in another 3 weeks. Hold on. No.
I always try to, I always set the tone before we go in. You know?
Hello?
I'm not going to look at it and give you a, you know, look at the prize. I'm just going to say, you got $5.
Yeah.
Or whatever, bucks. You know what I mean? No questions.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I want it, and then it's more, but that's okay.
Right.
I'm the working one, you know.
Yeah, I work, kid, just so you know.
I work, so I can change my mind.
Just so everyone knows.
I never buy anything, so.
Yeah.
Although I will tell you, at the game store,
yeah,
they always have, you know, like the cooler of variety of drinks.
Yeah.
I am always so tempted to get me like a Yoo-Hoo or something because I never have one.
Would you like a grape knee-high there, Radar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They do have stuff like that.
You would like it, wouldn't you?
They got the Mexican Coke, which I love Mexican Coke.
Oh, with the real sugar.
Real sugar, yes.
They put real sugar in their stuff.
I know. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah, that cooler of drinks always calls my name when I'm in there, but I never buy anything.
Drinkos, Pablo.
That's right. Don't you want a real bottle, a drink, you know?
Your money's no good here, Mr. Torrance.
And I'm like, yes, I do want a soda in a glass bottle of some sort. I do.
Like, Jeeves, I'd like to drink, but I'm temporarily late.
I'm a little late tonight.
That's all right, Mr. Lament. Your money's no good here.
No, I always do. I love the real sugar sodas, and they always have a good, complement of those. And I also like Yoo-Hoo. I don't know. Have you ever drank Yoo-Hoo? It's kind of like watery chocolate milk. But
no, not interested. No.
If you shake it up real good, it's pretty darn good when it's cold.
Yeah.
The Yoo-Hoo. I like the Yoo-Hoo.
No. Never had it.
Really?
No, not interested in it.
Not interested in the Yoo-Hoo.
But you just described it. No, I am not the least bit interested. Watery chocolate milk.
I know, it doesn't sound appetizing, but it's actually quite refreshing.
It's quite refreshing. It's the most refreshing thing.
Well, that and they have balls. Have you ever had any balls?
No. No.
It's that, it's kind of like, what was the name of that one with all the caffeine in it? Jolt.
Yeah.
I had some Jolt colas before.
Yeah.
I didn't like them so much.
Yeah.
I drank them when I worked at UPS a long time ago.
Right.
They didn't taste all that good. They taste kind of flat.
Yeah, I think I might have one of those a long time ago.
Yeah, the Jolt. And they got all the Mountain Dew, you know. Variants and all that stuff.
Red alert. I will have the red alert, please.
Code red.
Code red, what it's called, I don't even know.
But I like the sugar sodas in the bottle. I don't know.
I'll have the sugar wine, please.
It takes me back to my childhood because my grandfather used to run a place that had a concession stand.
Uh-huh.
And I used to get free sodas. In the ten ounce Coke, you know.
Come on in here, Pablo, man. I'm gonna give you one. Grandpa's sarsaparilla.
Yeah, and so I used to always get a 10 ounce soda in a bottle back in the day, sugar soda.
Yeah.
So that reminds me of that. So, but you know, I know it's not so funny. But, yeah, having somebody cheaper than me, though, that was funny.